Supreme Personality of Godhead, along with his elder brother, Balaram, noticed that the cowherd men were preparing for a sacrifice to pacify King Indra, the King of Heaven. Krishna wanted them to stop all such activities to establish devotional service to the Supreme Lord first. Therefore, Krishna spoke to Nanda Maharaj as follows.
My dear father,
son, as you say.
Good. I'm glad you see it my way, Father.
Praise for the Brahmin men chanting the Vedic.
understood that the sacrifice offered by the cowherd men in Vrindavan was stopped by Krishna, he became very angry.
Just see the impudence of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. They are simply inhabitants of the forest.
But being infatuated with their friend Krishna, who is nothing but an ordinary human being, they have dared to defy the demigod.
Sambartika! Sambartika!
These cowherd men in Vrindavan have neglected my authority on the advice of this talkative boy who is known as Krishna. He is nothing but a child, and by believing this child, they have enraged me. They must be punished. Go there and inundate the place. They should be destroyed, along with their cows. You go ahead, and I will also go riding on my elephant carrier, accompanied by great storms. I shall use all my strength to punish the inhabitants of Vrindavan.
Dear Krishna, you are all-powerful, and you are very affectionate to your devotees. Now, please protect us who have been much harassed by angry Indra.
We are all in danger, Lord Indra's sending rain. It falls like sharpened arrows along with heavy wind. Thunder, lightning, ice is falling too. We are all in danger, what shall we do? Govinda, Govinda, we are now weak. Let us take shelter of your lotus feet. Govinda, Govinda, your mercy is sweet. Let us take shelter of your lotus feet.
This demigod who thinks himself supreme has shown his great power. But I shall answer him according to my position, and I shall teach him that I am the Supreme Lord over all. I shall thus take away his false prestige that has arisen from his power and give protection to my pure devotees in Vrindavan who have completely taken shelter of me.
Wonderful.
But dear Krishna,
who could imagine?
He takes shelter of you.
Oh, Girid, hurry!
We're not hungry, we're not thirsty, we don't even want to sleep. Krishna lifted up the hill, and then we entered underneath. We're not hungry, we're not thirsty, we don't even want to sleep. We just wonder how is Krishna held the hill for one whole week. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
What is this? I can't believe it. This Krishna must not be what he seems. Clouds! Stop your storming!
My dear cowherd men, now you can leave and take your wives, children, cows, and valuables, because everything is ended. The inundation has gone down along with the swelling of the river. My dear friends, how is it possible that such an unkind boy would come and live with us in Vrindavan? Just imagine, he is now only 7 years old. How is it possible for him to lift Govardhan Hill with just one hand, like the king of elephants holds the lotus flower?
My dear Nanda, we do not know why we are so attracted by your son Krishna. We want to forget him, but this is impossible. Why are we so naturally affectionate towards him? Oh, Nanda Maharaj, we are now in great doubt. Your son Krishna must be one of the demigods. He is not at all an ordinary boy. Maybe he's the supreme personality of Godhead.
My dear friends, I can simply remember the statement of Garga Muni. He said that this boy descends in different times in different colors. At this time, he has appeared in Vrindavan in a dark color and is known as Krishna. Previously, he had white color, then red, then yellow. He was also once the son of Vasudeva. Actually, he said, my son has many varieties of names according to his activities and pastimes. He is exactly like Lord Vishnu, who always takes the side of the demigods, so they are never defeated by the demons.
Jai, Jai, let Krishna, who is so kind, beautiful, and merciful, protect us. When angry Indra sent torrents of rain, he immediately took compassion upon us and saved us and our families. May we live peacefully under the protection of Krishna. Jai, Hari Bol.
Now let us gather our cows and our possessions and resume our daily function.
Jai, let's go.
Oh, my Lord, being puffed up by my false prestige, I thought you were taking my share of the profit of the sacrifice, and therefore mistook your position. You are above the material modes of ignorance and passion and goodness. Your abode is reached only by those who are freed from the onslaught of material nature. Therefore, Lord, kindly excuse me, because I am fool number one.
My dear Indra, I have stopped your sacrifice just to show you my causeless mercy, to revive your memory that I am your eternal master. Everyone should remember that I am the Supreme Lord. I can show my favor to anyone, and I can chastise anyone, because no one is superior to me. If I find someone overpowered by false pride, in order to show my causeless mercy, I withdraw all his opulence. Now return to your heavenly kingdom, but be careful of your false pride, and know you are always subordinate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Then Krishna, the Supreme Lord, was bathed by the milk of the Surabhi cows, and Indra was bathed with the celestial Ganges water from the trunk of his elephant carrier. Then Lord Indra, along with the other demigods and cows, worshipped Lord Krishna by bathing him with Ganges water and milk from the Surabhi cows. Thus Govinda was pleased with them all. Then the residents of the higher planetary systems all combined together, and showering flowers began to glorify the Lord by chanting his holy name.